We're here on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, and we're in the wide lines. I guess if you count up from the bottom of the page, it would be about 12, 13 lines up from the bottom of the page. The first one in the line is Mivzei, and if you go to the left, Omer of Nachman, HaKosher al Arayos, Kosher la Edus, Omer of Sheshes, Ani Mari. Arboim bekatve v'kosher. Ani Mari means my master, please respond to me. He's going to get 40 lashes, and he's kosher liedus. How could that be? And then Amar Rava umoder of Nachman linyan edus isha shu posel. And there's a whole sugya which maybe we'll get into, but let's start with the Yad Ramah. So you'll see this on the page that you have.
Yes.
The Yad Ramah says the following: Heidu olav sheba ala erva. In other words, according to Yad Ramah, it's not just that he's choshed ala rayos, and he's been, you know, he has a bad reputation because he's been hanging around the wrong places, but rather we have two edim that clearly testify against him that he was violated this iser of erva. And despite that, all Rav Nachman says he's kosher liedus, and the reason is because the be'inan rasha de chamas v'leka, which is very similar, as we pointed out in a different shia, that to the sheet of Rava back on forward, you know, fast forwarding to Daf Chav Zayin, who says that there's a psul of rasha, and therefore, I'm sorry, psul of rasha de chamas. And dafka rasha de chamas, the exclusion, for example, of an ochel nevelos with the lahachis. Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, says that since he violated a losas in the Torah, and the Torah calls him a rasha, the ksivayim bin hakos a rasha, viad amrit kosher vaksiv al toshes rasha eid. And this actually sounds awfully similar to the machlokas that we're going to get to between Abai Varov and Dafchav Zion regarding a mumar ochel nevelos lahachis. In the case of mumar ochel nevelos l'teyom and diriyah kol posel. But lahachis, Abai omer posel, davile rosha, and Rav omer kosher dibi'inan rosha dechamas. Rashi says that ochel nevelos l'teyovon, everybody agrees he's posel. The kevon de mishum mamon kavod, he's bought by mamon, as he wants to save himself the extra fee that he would have to pay to eat kosher meat. Tashchicha bezol tvei, in other words, non-kosher meat is a lot cheaper than kosher meat for a various number of reasons. Is therefore havile karasha de chamas upasul yedus, meaning that in ochel nevelos l'teyamon, where he's motivated to save himself the money, then everybody would agree he's pasul yedus, because even Rava would agree that he's a rasha de chamas. He's doing this for the love of money. Hare svir leit Rava l'Rava shekak rasha de chamas pasul a rasha de chamas haynu ksha over avera mishum chemdas mama ava rasha sheina shel chamas kasher. And therefore it would appear on the surface of the matter that Rav Nachman actually holds like Rava, and you need a psul of Rasha the Chamas, and therefore Bala Erva is kosher. Why is Bala Erva kosher liedus? Because he's not a Rasha the Chamas. He's not motivated by Chemdas Mama. Rav Sheshes holds like Abaye, and therefore Bala Erva is psul liedus b'toras Rasha, even though he's not a Rasha Shel Chamas, like the case of Ochel Nevelos Lahachis. Now again, I agree 100%, 1,000%. I came up with this myself on my own, that this is the proper way of understanding the relationship between the sugya on Chav Vav Amud Beis and the sugya on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The machlokas here on Chav Vav Amud Beis between Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, the machlokas on Chav Zayin between Abai and Rava. But what bothers me is that the Gemara doesn't seem to make the connection. I don't know. That's a tzarich ion in my mind. But let's learn the Rambam in the 10th.
Especially when you have the two dapim, one after the other, right in front of you.
Yeah, why didn't the Gemara make the connection? I don't know. The Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Eidus writes that a Rishoyim psulim li Eidus mea Torah. Shenemar al teshes yodcha im rasha li yoseid chamas. Mipi ashmu lomdu al toshes rasha eid. And it means that he's possible. He's a Rosh and he's possible. Now, let's go to Halacha Beis in the same parent. Ezer Rosha. Now we have to know who is a Rosha that's possibly a Liedus Minat Torah. Kol Shemisha Over Avera Shechayovin Aleha Malkus. Right, this sounds awfully similar to Rav Sheshes in our Sugya of Choshet Al Arayas. Hareza Rosha Upossel Liedus Sharia Torah Koro Lemechui of Malkus Rosha Shenemar Vahoyin Ben Hakos or Rosha V'yein Tzarech Loma Lemechui of Mises Bezin Shupossel Shenemar Asher Hu Rosha Lamus. So that covers us for Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. We know that the Rambam qualifies that a Rosha is someone who violated an Isur Doraisa and Ischayev Malkus. How much more so if Ischayev Mises Bezin? And now we fast forward to Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, "V'od yei sham rishayim shem psulim liedus afal pi shem b'nei tashlumim v'yeno b'nei malchus." So you have a person who violates a lav. He doesn't get malchus because it's what's called a lav anitan li tashlumim. And who fits into that category? And the Rambam is going to say these are also posul liedus hoil v'lokchim mamon she'ena shalahem bechamas psulim shenemar. So the Rambam now has an extra category called a Rasha de Chamas. And the difference is, whereas in the first case of Rasha, the first category, he's Chayv Malkus. In the second category, since he's B'nai Tashlumin, he's Potter from Malkus. But nevertheless, he's a Rasha de Chamas. And as a Rasha de Chamas, he is Possel. And that's going to be the case of anyone who takes Mammon from somebody else, Shalo Kedin, as the Rambam says it, as the Rambam's language is, Hoil v'lokchim mamon she'ena shalahem, ena shalahem. Now, who is the Rambam paskening like? It seems clear that the Rambam is paskening like Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes says that the Bala Erva is posliedus. And that means there's a category of psuleid is called a rasha, even if it's not chamas. Now the Rambam is adding a condition that although in the case of Bala Erva, we certainly would generate a shame rasha and a psuleidus, that's because he violates a lav sheish bo malchus. But there are other cases where he's a rasha without chiv malchus, and for that we need the psul, the category of rasha de chamas. Right now, the premise is that the Rambam paskens like Rav Sheshes. Now, Rashi, b'divra maskal arboim b'katve, let's take a look at Rashi on Daf Chavav Omid Beis. This is right before the wide lines. Chayev Malkasu, afal pisha ein shom hasra. Rashi's bothered by the following question. Did he, this Baal Erev, is he Chayv Malkus? Did he get Asra? Maybe he didn't get Asra. So Rashi says, even if he didn't get Asra, he gets Malkus. Why? This is based on a Gemara at the end of Kedushin. Malkin al lo tova shmur. If a bear has a reputation, and where there's smoke, there's fire, we assume that he had this relationship, is then he gets Malkus. This Rashi seems to be in contrast to what we saw the Yad Ramah, that there are two Eidim who testify that he had this illicit relationship, this Erva relationship, and he actually gets Malkus. Rashi's saying there was no Asra, but he gets Malkus al Shmua Shalot Tova. Now, Tosus HaRosh says the following. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam Shebala Erva. V'chein muchach mitoch pirush Rashi shepirush arboy v'katvi v'chayev v'koshev v'chayev malkasu afal pishen bo asra t'yomar mar malkin alo lo tova shmu arei kosev arosh Rashi mefarsh ha'ayri v'bala erva. Now that's not necessarily so, because Rashi says that he's getting malkas because of shmu shalo tova. He's not necessarily bala erva. V'tzarech bir d'im ba ala erva lama hutzrach Rashi lama shemalkin al shmu lo tova, which is only a rabbinic kind of malchus. Why didn't Rashi say that he gets malchus do raisa? Because he was bala erva, which is exactly the way the Ramah, the Yad Ramah, would have interpreted this. So that the interpretation of the Tosa Rosh is a bit difficult, to say the least, that he interprets Rashi as referring to a case of Bala Erva, unless he means Choshed LeBala Erva, but he says Bala Erva. Now let's open up to Hilchas Edus in Choshim Mishpat Siman Lamed Dalid. And the Mechaber writes, Kol Mishehei Idu Olav She'ovar Avera Plonis, right, he violated a certain Avera, is Afal Pishlo Hisrubo the Eno Loke Posel. Now, in the absence of Asra, he will not get Malkus. Nevertheless, the Shulchan of Paskins, that he is Posel Yedus, even without Malkus. Now, if the Mechaber is Paskin like the Rambam, who opens up the door that there might be a psul of Edus even in a Russia who violates an Aver without getting Malkus, but that's only because it's a Russia de Chamas. I'm not sure, is the Mechaber talking about a Russia de Chamas? So the Shach is perplexed by this Mechaber. Why is there psul if there's no Malkus? The Rambam says that you're only a Russia and possibly Edus if you get Malkus. Again, unless we're talking about a Russia de Chamas. So the Nesivis comes up with an insight, a whole new chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch, which might shed a light on the Rashi, the way the Tosa Rosh interpreted the Rashi. And that is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even if there's no Malkus, but the reason why there's no Malkus is not because the lav that he violated doesn't generate Malkus. We have clear-cut evidence that he violated a lav that generates Malkus. And the reason why he's exempt from Malkus is because there was no Asra. And in such a case, since the Avera per se is classified as an Avera Sheish Bar Malkus, therefore he's posel li edus min haTorah, because if the lav itself is a lav Sheish Bar Malkus, but befall he doesn't get Malkus because of the absence of Asra, he's posel li edus min haTorah. And the Shach holds that even if he doesn't get Malkus because of a Chisaron in Asra, then it's an Aver Shein Bo Malkus, because the Shach is looking at the Aver Befoal, and the Nesivus is looking at the theoretical Avera in and of itself. Doesn't have that severity that it would, if there were Asra, it would generate Malkus. Now, we've been studying the Rambam in Hilchas Edus. Now let's take a look at the Rambam, fast forwarding to Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Yud Beis. Echad Talmud Chacham v'echad Am Ha'aretz Tzarech Asra Shalom Nitna Asra El Avchin Bein Shogig L'Mezid Shema Shogig Hoya. So we see clearly that according to the Rambam, there's no separate Gzeiros HaKosav requirement of Hasra, but rather we just need clarification. We really don't know whether he's a Shogig or a Mezid. Maybe he was a Shogig. Again, what would be in the case of a Chaver? A Chaver would not need Asra because we know he knows the law. But here we're talking about Stam Ben Adam. We don't know if he's a Mezid or a Shogeg. So then if Asra is just a means or a method to establish that he's a Mezid, but it's not a separate Gzeiros HaKosuv, the Afagav Degam B'li Asra Over Aver B'Mezid, Mikomakom B'li Asra Lo Mikri Mezid Gomral Aver She'ilka Oleha. So in other words, what would be in a case where he violated an Avera B'mezid, but there was no Asra? And we would assume, logically, that in such a case, he should get Malkus, because we don't need the Asra. We know that he's a Mezid. But no, we're not going to say that. We're going to say that there's something called a Mezid Gomur. You know, there's a higher level of Mezid that generates Malkus, and for that you need a violation of Asra, not just the violation of the Avera per se. And once he is a Mezid Gomer, but only if he's a Mezid Gomer, does he get Malkus. So now let's go back to the Shach. The Shach says that there was no Asra, and if there's no Asra, then he's not called a Rasha. And therefore the Shach is very perplexed by the Shulchan Aruch, who says that this person who violated an Avera without Asra is Posliyedus. Why should he Posliyedus? He's not a Rosh at all. And he doesn't deserve Malkus. Why? Because Asra is a different kind of a Mezid. It jacks it up to the level of a mezid gomor, which means a rasha gomor. And for a rasha to be possibly edus, you need a rasha that's a rasha gomor. And the shach says if there was no asra, he's not a real full-fledged rasha. And the reason he doesn't get malchus is because he's not a mezid gomor. So there's something less than a full-fledged avera here, and therefore he should not be categorized as a rasha posuliedus. However, the Mechaber paskens that even in the absence of asra, he is posuliedus. And that's how the Nesivus holds as well, as we just saw. That even though he's not a rasha to get malchus because he didn't get asra, nevertheless, as far as a rasha is concerned, he is posuliedus. We don't need that full-fledged shame rasha of a mezid gomur. All we have to know is that he's a mezid. And even in the absence of asra, he's considered a rasha because he did it b'mezid, and therefore he's a rasha. Is le'inyan sheikari rasha liposuliedus sagi? It's enough. Bozesha avera sheover havi avera shechayoven alev malchus. We look according to Nesivus in interpreting the Shulchan Aruch at the abstract lav, and the lav itself is a lav shemachayev malchus, and therefore he violated that lav b'mezid. He is posuliedus even without hasra. So once again, just to summarize, the shach understands that unless he's a mezid gomor, he's not called a rasha to be posuliedus, and in order to set him up as a rasha gomor, we need asra. The nesivus, on the other hand, and that's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch as well, way before the nesivus, is that even though he's not called a rasha to get malchus, and he's not what you call a mezid gomor, the most intentional and chutzpahdik avarion, but nevertheless, since the avera per se, had there been asra, would have generated malchus, then he violated b'mezid, an avera which would have generated malchus. It's an avera chamura, and therefore he's called a rasha, and he's posuliedus. Perhaps now we can shed a light on the Rashi, the way the Tosfos of Rosh understood the Rashi. If you recall, the Yad Ramah had understood that our sugya called Choshed al Arayis is talking about a case of a person who was Baal Erva, and there were two Edim that testified that he was Baal Erva. However, maybe, perhaps, there was no Asra. If there was no Asra, the Yad Ramah will be of the opinion that he's Posel Yedus Min HaTorah because he violated a lav which has a din malchus. In other words, if things were all things were equal, it would generate malchus, and that's called a rasha who's posuliedus even in the absence of asra. So let's go back to the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, "Pirush sheidu olav shebala erva is kosheliedus de beinan rasha de chamas." Right, so he's trying to explain Rav Nachman, who holds that you're kosher, and Rav Sheshes Omar, that if he violated an avera, and the Torah and the Torah would be mechayev and malchus for that avera, then he's called a rasha. So you see that according to the Yad Ramah, Rav Sheshes, then he's called a rasha, he's posuliedus simply because he violated that iser which could and should generate malchus. And therefore, in a case where he was Baal Erva without a Hasra, according to the Yad Ramah, he should be possibly a Torah li'edus because he violated a lav which, had there been Hasra, would have generated Malchus. And violating such a lav makes you into a Rasha and you're possibly li'edus even without a Hasra. But Rashi, on the other hand, holds that if lo hisrubo, he's not a mezid gomur, and therefore he's not considered a Rasha, like the Shach, if you remember. And therefore he's not Chayv Malchus. And if he's not Chayv Malchus, he's not Posuliedus because he's not a Rasha Gomor. That's what we have over here. So just to summarize, we have a Machlokas now as to how to interpret the case of someone who violates B'mezid, an Avera, which would generate Malchus, but in this case there was no Asra, and therefore doesn't generate Malchus. The Yad Ramah is of the opinion that he's posel ben Torah, and that reflects that which we saw in the Nesivos, that even in the absence of Asra, but nevertheless we look at the Lav itself, and the Lav engenders violation, Lav engenders the Shem Rasha, and he's posel Yedus even without Asra. But Rashi holds that if there was no Asra, he's not called a Rasha. He's not called a Rasha who gets Malkus, and he's not called a Rasha who's Posliadus. And that's the Shita of Rashi. Therefore, Rashi interprets that this is not a Psul Doraisa, it's only Psul Drabbanon. And the reason for this is Mipnation Malkin alo Tova Shmua Afgav lo Hisrube. So it means that according to Rashi, on a Doraisa level, we cannot passel him if he was supposedly Baal Ha'erva, meaning he's Choshed Al Ha'erva, even though he gets Malkus, but that's a different kind of Malkus. That's a Malkus Derabbanan for Shmuel Lo Tova. But on a level of Malkus Doraisa, we would need a Asra and two Edim, which we don't have, and then there would be a Psul Doraisa of Russia. However, if let's say there would be no Malkus for this Aver Salah because of the absence of Asra, Rashi would say in such a case he's not Posel Yedus Min HaTorah, because Rashi requires a violation of a Mezid Gomor, and Mezid Gomor only applies if there is a Asra, and in that sense Rashi reflects the Shita of the Shach, that we need a Malkus before. But the Nesivos, he has a different sheet that he holds, that if we look at the Lav in abstract terms, and if the Lav would generate Malkus, even though now there was no Asra and it doesn't generate Malkus, then he's Posel Yedus, and that's the way that that's actually the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, or the Mechaber himself. Okay. Now, we're up to a paragraph that starts Vehine. Now the word Vehine appears at least five times on this page, but we're looking at the last Vehine. Right. The Gemara speaks later on about gravediggers, and these gravediggers violated Yontif, and as a result they buried the dead even on Yontif, and Rav Papa put them into Nidui, and he disqualified them for Avis. So let's take a look at the Gemara inside. It's on the bottom of Chavav Amid Beis. Hanu, Hani, this is four lines up. Kvuroi, the cover Nafsha Biyomta Rishon Shalat Sarah, Shamtinu Rav Papa, Upaslinu Li Avis. Now, Rashi says the following. What motivated these gravediggers to violate Yontif? Just one second, where's the Rashi? Just one second, I'm not finding, where did the Rashi disappear? Rashi says,
Rashi's second line from the bottom.
Oh, two lines up from the bottom. Mishum Diskar. Oh, there it is. Good. Let me underline this so I, because my eye wasn't catching it. So Paslinu Li Edus. This is Rav Papa. Mishum Schar Mamon Ovrim Al Adas. Wow. It's not that because of the tzidkus, and they felt the urgency and covered a mess to bury the mess even on Yantar, but rather they were paid off and they wanted the money. And Rashi invokes the principle, the category of Rasha to Chamas. Now we'll see this also in the Yad Ramah, that Rishon Ninu deka Avdi Malacha Beyantar Frishon Shumin HaTorah Mishum Chibud Mamon deka Shakli Agra, that they get the payment for the Kvura, and therefore they're willing to violate the Iser Doraisa of Malachon on Yontif Rishon. Tzarech Iyun. Lama lon leposlo mishum Rasha de Chamos. Why does Rashi have to invoke Rasha de Chamos? And they're paid for their work, and in this case for digging the graves. Hello, afilu lo shakli agra, even if they wouldn't take a dime, nifsalu me'at Torah, they would still be posel. Machma sha'ovru avera sheyesh ba malchus, sha'asu malacha b'yantiv. Again, we said before that, at least according to Rav Sheshes, a violation of a doraisa, and again, it's an avera sheyesh ba malchus because we're talking about malacha and yantiv, is enough to generate a psul rasha doraisa. We don't have to enter into the question: was he paid off? Did he get money for it? Like, for example, in the case of Bala Erva, Rav Sheshes says he's posel l'chol eid shebet Torah. So why do we have to introduce here the fact that that he's a Rasha de Chamas? He should be a regular first class Rasha. And even though he didn't get paid for this, he violated a malacha, which is an avera sheyesh ba malchus. Oh, so Rashi Shita was that if there was no asra, he's not considered a Rasha, right? We said he was an amazed gomor. Is then Osi Shapir, right? Because we never got a chance to warn these gravediggers. And therefore, in the absence of a warning of Asra, there would be no Malchus. And according to Rashi, in the absence of Asra without any Malchus, we cannot generate a psul of Rasha. Once again, unless he's a Rasha Shel Chamas. But now we're not talking about a Rasha Shel Chamas per se, because we want to explain this sugya even without Rashi, meaning without the fact that the grave diggers were paid off. So Lachain Pirush Rashi, the Mayri B'Shaklu Agra, the Nifsalu Mishum Rasha the Chamas. So according to Rashi, Lishitaso, that he holds that there's no Psul Rasha, unless there was Asra, because we need a Mezid Gomor. In this case, there was no Asra. And therefore, how could we pass them as a Rasha unless they were paid off? So Rashi is compelled to interpret and add something to the Gemara, which we don't have, that they took money for this job. And that makes them into a Rasha de Chamas. Amul da sarama. The Mikri Rasha li posliedus buli Asra. If you recall, the Yad Rama was the one who said that Heidu Olav Shebala Erva, but there was no Hasra. If you're posliedus even without Hasra, so then digging the grave on Yontif per se would posel them for Eidus even without Hasra. And that would apply even if they weren't getting paid for this. They would be posel ben Torah because of Rasha, even if it's a Rasha de'ena shel chamas. The Ramah says explicitly that in the case of the grave diggers, they are Rishoyim because they violated Malach and they were paid for that. Mishum chimud mamad dekar shakli agra. Why does the Yad Ramah need that? Because if the Yad Ramah says that you're posel yedus for violating a lav sheish bo malchus even if there was no asra, which means that even in a case of, let's say, bala erva, where there's no issue about rasha de chamas, and yet he's posel yedus because he violated a lav sheish bo malchus even though there was no asra. So why not apply the same exact din to the case of grave diggers? And we should posel them liedus doraisa because the violation of yontif, even if they weren't enticed by mammon, simply because the violation of the lav, and again, even if there was no asra, simply because the violation of the lav generates a psul rasha. So that seems to be a kasha on the Yad Ramah. Now, we're going to end here, but I just want to give you a flavor for where he's going now. Because in the Machlokas Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman says that Bala Erev is Koshali Edus. Why? Because he's not a Rasha, the Chamas. And Rav Sheshet says he's possible because he's a Rasha. So Lechora, that is exactly the Machlok Shin Abai V'Rava, as we said before, in the case of Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Teyovan. But it's very fascinating because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Dalet in Choshev Mishpat Ezu Rasha Kol Shavar Averes Chayovin Aleh Malkus V'Ein Tzorch Lomer Chayvin Aleh Mises Beznin Loshna Im Avra L'Teyovan Loshna Im Avra L'Hachis. So clearly he's paskening like Abaye, which means that the Shem Rasha and the Psoledus is dependent upon the Avera. And it's Avera Shechayovin Aleh Malkus. Even though it's not an Avera Shel Chamas. And yet, if you take a look, two Se'ifim later in the same Siman Lamed Daled writes, Hoysa Avera Sheover Min Rabbanan Posel Min Rabbanan. And the Ramah adds a comment, Yesh Omer Bidavar Midivreya Be'inan She'over Mishum Chimud Mamon. That in the violation of a Derabbanan, he's only possible if there's an element of Chimud Mamon. And the Mechaber doesn't seem to have that prerequisite, that requirement. He just drops the ball on Chimud Mamon. So that's what we want to cover in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. So let's stop here.